One of the things that really elevated Easy Street's Queen Anne shop was the frequent in-store performances, such as this 2005 Eddie Vedder acoustic gig. Poor little girl ran away for good. Founder Matt Vaughn says Seattle is losing more than just a record store.
It's been a gathering place. There's just less and less gathering places.
Vaughn is reluctantly letting the Queen Anne store expire, making room for a Chase Bank branch that made the landlords an offer they couldn't refuse. But he says the move has little to do with the economics of selling records.
That's what you hear is, well, you know, there goes another record store, or that's just because the MP3 has taken over. And you know what? That wasn't it whatsoever. We were coming off one of our better years.
To him, this is about real estate and changing neighborhoods, especially his, which seems to be catching the ripples from South Lake Union development. There are certainly fewer record stores in Seattle than in the 1990s, maybe half as many, say collectors. But that shakeout has largely already happened, and the major players that remain seem pretty stable. Author and music chronicler Charles Cross says retailers in Seattle may have more to fear from rising rents than from fewer people buying their product.
To have a large enough selection to make it decent, you need a fair amount of real estate. And there was a point where Seattle could support those kind of things, where the U District was such cheap rent that you had six different record stores on the app.
Meanwhile, digital music delivery and online ordering are keeping the pressure on local stores, a change Cross laments.
There's both a cultural price, an intellectual price, and maybe even a spiritual price, because I've never once in my life signed on to Amazon.com and had a helpful clerk with a beard tell me to go check out this great UK band.
There will still be plenty of bearded clerks at Easy Street's original West Seattle location, which isn't going anywhere. And owner Matt Vaughn will hang on to the memories from the Queen Anne years, like the time Lou Reed played for the business's 15th anniversary.
To have a conversation with him and talk about music, and then for him to say, hey, you know, take me around and pick me out a dozen CDs. You know, going shopping with Lou Reed was pretty special.
It's time to say goodbye.
Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.
Let me tell you now. Good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye.